This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Willie Colon is going to join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And by the way, we are coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Willie Colon, it's been a minute. What's happening, man? Thanks for joining us.
What's going on, brother? How's everything?
Everything is good. Willie is on Morning Men, by the way, for everybody to know on Sirius XM.
Is it true what they say about Morning Men?
Just remind me it's cool day.
Hey, all I know about morning radio is that getting up that early is not an easy thing to do. Do you ever get used to it? You've been doing it for a while now. Do you ever get used to it?
You never get used to it, but you just adjust, man. You know, my mindset is, you know, if you can do as much as you can before 9 o'clock, you're productive. So that's the only thing that keeps me going.
I like that. All right. How was I supposed to feel last night watching Sam Darnold? You're a former Jet. How was I supposed to feel watching that game, really?
Man, I mean, Bart can tell you it's predictable, right? Like, we all knew when Sam left that he was going to go to Carolina and he was going to be the guy we knew he could be. And the fact that he has pieces and he has a young defense that's unorthodox because of the defense they play. They play a 3-3-5, which you usually see down in college, but they're flying around. You got guys like Brian Burns and Thompson. And from an offensive side, man, you know, the offensive line last night took a little bit of a beating, but they kind of rallied. But listen, they made plays. DJ Moore showed up for them, and it seems like, you know, Matt Rhule, the Bronx guy, you know, it's all come together. It's making it work, man.
I tell you what, when you look at that game, he did take a beating, but some of the old Sam kind of creeped up, and it's like the ball bounced his way. But now with McCaffrey, it's been reported he's going to be out for a couple of weeks with the hamstring. I think they dodged a bullet with that one. You know, now Sam's going to have to carry more of the offensive load on his shoulders. And it seemed to adjust, you know, after a while, because I'm assuming that when you go into a game with Christian McCaffrey, so much of the game plan revolves around him and all the attention that he garners. And it seemed like it took Sam a little while. But how do you think he's going to fare? Is this a true test now that he's going to have to be the guy, the best player on offense, you know, now that he doesn't have Chris McCaffrey?
Well, boy, you know how it is, man. You know, it's either sink or swim. Either you built for it or you're not. And I think at this point, Sam's been in the league long enough. It's time for him to see if he's going to be really that true top-tier quarterback. And this opportunities like this really present itself. So I'm excited for him to take on the challenge. I know Carolina is. But, you know, you talk about from a cultural aspect, man. I don't know, and this goes for Sam, this goes for Matt Rhule. I don't know if I've seen two people go to an organization brand new and they seem authentic, right? They seem like they belong there. And I'm happy for Sam from a standpoint where he doesn't have to worry about the daunted media. He could just be Sam Darnold, and he could just be a cog in the wheel. But he's an important piece to that wheel. So I think if he's built for it, I think he is built for it. I think he's tough. And right now it's about if he can do it. And we just got to wait and see. Get that popcorn ready.
Now, crazy, right? Now, when you look at it now, you look at Sam Darnold and see the success he's having. You look at Teddy Bridgewater in Denver and see the success he's having. Did maybe Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers make a mistake? Maybe they were better off with just keeping Teddy B and keeping the draft equity?
No, I think at the end of the day, when you look at, you know, listen, I'm from the old school. Like, it's hard to feed a full tick. You know what I mean? I think Teddy, you know, he's from a situation where, like, he's always been bounced around. He needed a fresh start. I think he's getting that in Denver. I think Sam going to Carolina, he's getting a fresh start. And I also think right now when you talk about the relationship Sam and Matt Rhule have, and even Sam and Robbie, like, they're all familiar with each other. And I think one thing that was important when Matt Rhule acquired Sam Darnold, he didn't go around and ask other people, you know, what's this kid about. He actually did his own homework, got to know Sam, got to see how he's built, and then went back and kind of, all right, how did you operate with this kid? How did you work with him? And that was important, man. So I like the fact that Sam's in Carolina. I like the fact that he doesn't have to look around and worry about the guy behind him. He is the guy, and that's important for development. He's taking valuable reps, and a team is now believing in him, and he's starting to be the face of the team.
It's Barton Hahn. We're talking with Willie Colon on the Goodyear Hotline. Willie Colon won a Super Bowl with Pittsburgh. So it's only – and it's 6 years, right?
You heard
six,
that, Bart?
Oh, man. See, I didn't do that for that. You and Candy do that to Bart all the time.
Listen, it's not that I wasn't deserving of one. It's just I couldn't get it done. Yeah, who can't win? Who can't win a Super Bowl with a Hall of Fame quarterback? Congratulations. You took the easy route.
Hey, I guess so.
But I'll tell you what, you know, speaking of that Hall of Fame quarterback, so – Keyshawn Johnson believes that he's kind of done. And I know he's got the pec injury now. Keeping him healthy is always going to be the concern at his age, and just knowing him physically, what he's gone through. Bart earlier kind of laid out all the different injuries he's gone through since 2016.
Right.
When you looked at him in the first 2 weeks and you see that offensive line and, you know, how young it is and where it is right now, do you have some concerns for your former teammate?
It's funny you ask that question. A lot of what that offensive line is going through as far as an identity, I mean, you lose four key starters on the offensive line, you're going to go through your woes. But it reminds me a lot of my Super Bowl year. You know, in 2008, we had lost, and Bart could tell you, we had lost Alan Faneca. We had lost Kendall Simmons to injury. Marvell Smith went down on IR. And it was me, Chris Kimualto, Max Starks had to move to left tackle. We had a new center, Justin Harden. And we had a free agent guard and Darnell Stapleton coming from Rutgers. And so we were very much a patchwork line, really trying to figure out who we were. And every time we looked behind us, we had a $100 million quarterback that needed to stand upright to have success. And so there was a lot of pressure on us, because every time we listened to the media, it was like, well, the defense is good, the quarterback's good, they have pieces around them. Oh, but that offensive line, that's going to be the Achilles heel. So I'm starting to see this with this team. You know, the defense is ready to go right now with Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and on and on and on. You know, from a running back standpoint, they're all right with Najee Harris. They got pieces on the outside. Ben is going to be okay. But the offensive line is the Achilles heel for this team this year. Now, the only thing, you know, the difference is, you know, when Ben, we were going through our woes when I was with the Steelers, you know, Ben was a lot younger. Now Ben is a lot older. And so now it has to be a standpoint where this OC for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he has to be better. I mean, he has to be more efficient about his play calling and putting both the offensive unit in position where they could be successful. I think Ben can still play. I think he still throw the ball. It's about how can we lean on a run game more where he's not sitting in the pocket and he's taking those blows. And from an offensive line standpoint, they have to step their game up, not panic, but have a sense of urgency about themselves and take pride in their job. And not to say they aren't, so I don't want their rocks in that regard. But they have to understand that Ben is older. He's not as mobile as he used to be, and that they're going to have a heightened sense of urgency to really sit in there and block for him.
Now, you're not going to believe this, because I know you and Bart had your wars in that, obviously, in the AFC North. And you guys went head-to-head, Ravens and the Steelers, for many years. But Bart said something before the season that might surprise you. Is he feels like there's only two
nothing
teams.
Nothing surprised me that comes out of Bart's
That's
mouth.
Fair point.
Nothing.
Or everything that he says would have to surprise.
Exactly.
Just be ready for it.
Right.
But he has two teams coming out of the AFC North making the playoffs. And one is the Ravens, and the other is not the Browns. He believes it's the Steelers. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think the classic Steeler line is they're always going to be ready for cold weather, right? They're always going to be built for that kind of grimy time. And the grimy time in the NFL is from week, you know, 8 all the way to 15. Well, now they got an extra game. So I think they're built for that kind of patch. And then Bart can tell you, being with the Ravens, there's a lot of teams that look hot through, you know, week 1 through 6, and then they kind of tail off, and then they kind of revamp themselves and they make a push towards the playoffs or they don't make it. I think the one thing about the AFC North in particular that what made Bart's team in Baltimore and our team, my team in Pittsburgh, is that we kind of built for that middle of the road where the injuries were big and it was cold. Nobody wanted to play in cold weather. Everybody was kind of just, you know, tucked away wearing the sleeves. We were out there oiled up, Vaseline up, still trying to get it because we knew it was a marathon, not a sprint. So I totally believe in what he's saying, and I believe that the Steelers and the Ravens will be where they need to be.
Damn.
And that's in the playoffs.
The Browns going brown, man. Like, listen, you're going to believe in, like, Baker Mayfield threw the ball 21 times. That's the recipe. Now, if he has to throw the ball 30 times, and let's see how he meshes with Odell Beckham.
OBJ.
Because,
right?
Odell Beckham, now he starts forcing the ball and coming out of his character. And if they do that, then what are they going to do? Because Jarvis Landry really is like a little running back. You give him like these little dump passes and stuff like that, he gets those grimy yards. I thought the Browns are going brown, man, until I see otherwise. Until Baker Mayfield has more touchdown passes than commercials, I'm not even paying no attention to it, man. But let's go to a big game this week, man. Who do you have in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rams game going on? Matthew Stafford. Because I've always told people that Matthew Stafford was one of the best quarterbacks I've ever had to go against. He just was, you know, in purgatory, sitting in Detroit, the worst organization in all of North American sports.
You know, we both ex-Jets. Some may argue against us with that part. I do say that. Listen, I think you're right. I think what we've seen from Matthew Stafford in the last 2 weeks has been spectacular. I think led by that defense, and I think it's something to say that the kid looks comfortable. I think he looks right. He looks right at home. And it's hard to go against Tom, bro. Like, I don't know what to say at this point. The man's done it all. He defeated all odds. He keeps on cooking. So I'm listen, I want to believe in Stafford, but he's not beating the Bucks, man. It's not happening.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of several big games this weekend, and maybe we'll see them face each other again later on.
I was going to put up, like, I put my eyebrow up versus five of his dreads.
Is Woody going to pay that off, by the way?
Man, Woody hit us with a point.
Well, you heard about this. You heard about the bet, right, that they did on national TV?
Man, I was with Bart. We were watching and covering the Jets, man. And he was nervous. I don't know if he told you. He was nervous. He didn't want to do it. He said he only wanted to cut one eyebrow. I said, Bart, you can't cut one eyebrow. You got to do both of them. He's like, no, I just got to do one. I was like, all right. Well, you're going to walk around here looking like Grace Jones, and it's going to look weird on you, so you can't do it.
We got a picture of Woody. You can't see it, but we got Woody on Plus, and we got this Photoshop with him, no eyebrow. You know what I mean?
He looks fine, actually.
I wanted one eyebrow off. You know why, Willie? Because I wanted him to have to try and match up the other one with freehand, right? You know how, like, you can never make something look
with
real.
A Sharpie?
With a Sharpie. You know what I mean? Like, the airbrush. Yep. I want him to try and, like, and it'd be, like, it'd be oily, greasy, or one greasy, one, like, yo, I mess it up. But, yeah, D Wood let me down.
Oh, man.
Bad teammate.
Yeah.
Bad teammate.
We got to see if he ever does pay that one off. But, yeah, look, one bet at a time, Bart. Because, you know, Willie, he dragged me into it on Instagram. He, like, tags me, like, you're with me too, right, teammate? I'm like, wait, I look a lot different without an eyebrow than anybody else, all right? Please.
You got them baby teen wolves.
These are like, you know, caterpillars on my eyes. That's the thing. But you'd really notice, man, if I wasn't having them.
That would be a hard look, Han. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, brother. That would be a tough one to get over.
Yeah, I was definitely feeling that. I'd be a couple of days of wearing sunglasses, or at least a month of wearing sunglasses.
Right.
Hey, Willie, great stuff, man. Hope to have you on again. All the best.
Hey,
see,
man,
Sunday.
Appreciate you, brother.
What time we got to come in on Sunday, by the way?
It's a 4 o'clock.
It don't matter. I just see you there.
Yeah. See you there, man. Thanks for the White Castle last week, too. I got him a cold cheeseburger, and he brought me White Castle.
All right. Oh, yeah. We're just taking care of each other.
Yeah, crap dusted the whole show.
Next time we have Willie on, I got to tell. So, Willie, when we were on in New York, Willie Colon found out I'd never had Popeyes before. This was like 5 years ago. Yeah. And he told me this whole thing about how.
I said the same thing. I was like, what are you talking about? You never have Popeyes.
So
that's
me.
A sin.
It was a Friday, and he sent me to Popeyes. There was one near my house.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, you go in there, you do that. He told me what to order. And he told me I should take my shirt off while I'm eating it.
Did it feel like you was having congestive heart failure?
No, it was delicious, and now I'm like addicted to it. So it's all his fault.
Attaboy.
Got him, he said.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Now we need to get them to sponsor. All right, Willie, we got to go. Thanks, man.
Be good, guys. Talk
all right, again, Willie Colon with the
Chili Willie.
Steelers won a Super Bowl 6 years with them, with the Jets for 3 years.
That shows that everybody can change, man, because, listen, we used to go at it.
Yeah, I love it.
He was a guard, and I was a downhill linebacker.
Yeah, so that
we had appointments with each other all day.
you met a lot, especially in that division. And now you sit across from each other in a studio here in New York for the Jets games on pre and post on SNY. Imagine that. See?
Minds can change. Views can change.
Knew a Rocky reference was definitely coming. All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So let's get back to the calls, because a lot of people want to discuss their team and where they're at right now. So your bold prediction for your team in week 3, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Back to when we go. We go to Cali in New York. Cali.
Hey, what's going on, man? Love the show. I'm glad y'all back together again, man.
Same.
Hey, Bart, man, one of my favorite linebackers, all-time Jets fan. But my bold prediction is, you know what I'm saying, the Jets are going to get that first W. Fowler's going to get his first W. Zach going to have a bounce-back game. I'm going to say 3 touchdowns, no picks.
Okay, and there's been reports that Denzel Mims has looked good in practice.
That's right, practice.
Oh,
man,
we're talking practice. Get him out there, get another target, maybe get some hops for your boy Corey Davis. That'd be nice, too. All right, thank you, Kelly. So, wow. So, did he say 3 touchdowns?
Said 3. That's not
no
absurd.
Picks?
That's not absurd.
Against Denver? Man, I'll take 2 right now and no picks. All right, let's continue. Marty's in New York. What do you think, Marty?
Yeah, I'm also going on the Jets. I love your show.
Thank you.
I think Zach was going to have a big back comeback week because, tell me if I'm wrong, Jameson Crowder coming back from injury, right?
I thought he was out,
yeah,
actually,
it
right?
Looks like he's still out, but it looks like Mims may play. We'll see. If he's going to be in a lineup, yeah, that's about all.
All right, but Marty also feeling like Cali was that Zach is going to bounce back. You know what I think? I think he bounces back by doing less.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see him throw nearly as much, probably more check down stuff, and they're going to run the hell out of the ball.
They need to put some trick plays in, man. Keep teams off their toes, you know what I mean? Fake reverse, reverse pass, throwbacks, all that kind of stuff. You got, when you do that, when teams don't know what to prepare for, then they know you got a gadget in every week, two or three gadgets, then, you know, that keeps them on their heels.
I just thought they did a good job running the ball. Why not continue to do that? Eric is in Dallas. Eric, what do you got?
Hey, first thing, I believe the New Orleans Saints are going to rough up the New England Patriots in the fourth quarter. I believe that Jameis Winston is going to throw a game-winning drive. And then I want to know why the Cleveland Browns don't use their mascot, which is a leprechaun or an elf. I had to look it up for years. I thought they were a crayon.
Yeah, did you?
And that's all I got, my man.
On the hat, I've seen that. Thank you, Eric. I was going to ask that question. Have you seen the hats? They're Browns. It's a hat, but there's some character.
I thought it was a dog.
Is it a dog?
It's a dog pound.
Wait, are you sure?
I always thought that their mascot was a dog. They have a mascot?
He was asking that. Yeah, yeah. If somebody has a hat with a – let me see. It's an elf.
Wow.
Yeah, they have – the dog is the mascot. But there's some kind of elf thing. Yeah, Brownie the elf.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. That's
That sounds almost as
what
spooky
in the hell is
as,
this?
As who has the worst mascot in the world? I think it's either the Syracuse orange, because I don't know what the hell that is.
It's an orange.
And I think that
maybe you don't know what it is. It's an orange.
The cardinal, that tree, like what the hell is that? Is a cardinal a tree? The Stanford thing is weird.
It's literally a tree.
A cardinal is called a tree.
No. Cardinal is the color. That's why they're called the cardinal. It's the color. They use trees because it's, you know, Northern California. There's a lot of...
I've never seen so many smart people...
And there's just trees.
I've never seen so many smart people come up with the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's very simple.
It's dumb.
Well, it's like crimson. Harvard's crimson. They're called crimson.
So,
it's the color.
Okay, so that's some smart people stuff. <It's> like
maybe that's why Stanford did it.
Harvard's the brown, right?
Huh?
Harvard, is it brown?
No, Harvard's crimson.
Okay. No, Brown University is what?
Brown University is brown, yes.
So this was it's some like secret like Illuminati type of thing, like the color is like some type of symbol thing, or you go in and go to a secret passage.
Yale at least is Bulldogs. At least you got that going for you, right? Like, Cornell, Big Red.
See what I'm saying? Like this is that's.
I knew you'd love that.
They all fracked off each other. Fracking.
It's what?
Fracking.
Okay, let's get
it's
back
not
to
fracking?
The calls. Dr. Pepper call
when
online.
When you copy something like within like when you frack. No.
No.
Somebody tell me what the definition of fracking is. I've been using fracking and using big words in front of people all along, and I've been looking like an ass. I thought it was fracking. Like within TV, like when you frack shows.
Oh,
like
my
you,
God.
Like
let
you,
it go. Damn, let it go. That. Joseph is in Pennsylvania. Joseph.
Hey, guys. Big fan.
What do you
got? So my bold prediction, the Ravens are going to have 3 100-yard rushers against Detroit this week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Latavius Murray, Lamar Jackson, and Williams.
I mean, they're just going to – they're not even going to throw
– all right,
so,
really break off.
So we had a caller say that Lamar's going to throw for 300, and now we have a caller saying, no, they're not even going to bother throwing. They're going to run it and run it and run it down their throat over and over again. So let's see what happens in that game. Chris in Virginia also wants to talk Ravens. Go ahead, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Big
What's
fan
happening?
Of the show.
Thank
Bart,
you.
If you want to come back and play with a Hall of Fame quarterback like Willie, you can just come back right now. We'd love to have you. But right now, I think Ravens minus 8 is just a gimme. Hollywood's playing insane right now. Nobody's talking about it. So I think Andrews is really due for a big game. We're going to slow down Hockenson, and I just don't see him being able to do anything on offense without him.
I see that, too. I'm hoping that –
You taking the Ravens and giving the 8 against Detroit?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You seen Detroit? Detroit don't have what it takes
14.
To finish second.
I want 14.
Yeah. They don't, listen, they don't have what it takes to finish in the second. They're like when you see like Alabama go against like
– Hey, man, no Stafford anymore. It's no problem.
Yeah.
And so, you gave me the Joe Burrow. Thank you, Chris. So you're saying then that what we saw in the first half on Monday night was more about the Packers' defense?
Yeah,
and less about Detroit,
exactly.
Which Jared Goff looks capable.
Yeah, and then you figure it out. Oh, this is what they're doing. Oh, this but they remember at least they started with one good corner. Then he hurt his knee, and he's done for the year.
Yeah, I know. All right, Doug is in Florida. What do you got, Doug?
All right, it's Papa Smurf again.
There
Bart.
He is.
What up, Papa Smurf? What a
J Dub.
Okay,
J Dub. Dad.
So the Jets are being disrespected with the 10.5 points. Sal is going to have them flying around. Upset Sunday Jets over the Broncos.
Wow, we're going upset. You know what?
But Doug,
I need to ask you a question about your son, by the way. Because, like, has he always been Debbie Downer? Like, have you just known him to always just go that route? Because we're not even 10 minutes into the game last night, and he texts us in the group chat about how...
When you said that, Alan, I was shocked. I was ready to call him. I said, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, like, it just immediately, just all of a sudden, it's like all is lost,
It's a lot of scar tissue, right?
It must be.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did you raise him a Jets
fan,
by the way?
I'm to blame for all this because I've been a Jets fan all of my life, ever since they were the Titans.
See,
my dad took me to a Titans football game at the Polo Grounds. So.
Wow, that's how it started. See, amazing.
I believe green and white.
That is so sad. Thank you, Doug. Good to talk to you. I mean, just that text, like, you understand how something like so trivial could really put you in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on the couch. My son's watching with me. We're just chilling.
He's enjoying the game.
Hanging out. It's a Thursday night. Had a nice dinner. Like, everybody's doing their thing. The girls are, you know, getting ready for bed. I'm watching this game. And it's like, okay, got a buzz. All right, what are we saying here? And then he says that, and I'm like, bad mood rest of the game. Bad mood. Okay. One stupid text.
Watching it differently, right?
Yeah, it just changed everything about it.
Bad teammate.
Man, all right, we'll continue with your calls. Barton Hall, we're brought to you by My Computer Career, Training for a Better Life, the anniversary of one of the most iconic laughs of all time. You know the one we're talking about, Bart? Which laugh are we referencing?
Woody Woodpecker?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's coming up in Audio Files next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
The Breaks. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We got presented by Progressive Insurance. We got a shout out. What is it now? RT. You know what he tweeted, Bart?
What'd he do?
Bart and Hahn's the best sports show out right now.
Your payment's in the mail, brother.
Now I'm offended. Why do you have to say the best sports show out right now?
Well, because we got to start adding more movies and music to our repertoire.
Yeah, this is more time.
When we get that whole 3 hours in.
Speaking of time.
Mix it all in.
This is a good moment to let the whole country know. Starting next week. You know how at the end of our second hour, we'll say, hey, if you're in New York, we're with you. Like today in New York, we'll carry you all the way to 3 o'clock. On 98.7 ESPN. The rest of the country that we'll see tomorrow is what we say.
Yeah.
But actually, today, after today, Monday.
I thought we get to see tomorrow.
We do. In fact, we get 3 hours starting on Monday around the country, not just exclusively in New York. So how about that, Bart Scott?
See you when you get there. You won't be lonely. You won't be lonely.
Crossroads. That's right. All right. So tune into an American League East.
See you at the intersection when you're stuck in traffic. You can listen to us.
Damn.
Listen to us.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Sunday, the Red Sox host the Yankees.
Ooh.
Sunday night baseball. That's going to be I mean, where are we at that point? Three
game
series?
The Kraken.
God. Like what? That game could be for a lot if you think about you got Friday night, you got tonight, Saturday, Sunday night game, man, must listen, must watch. So 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and then 7 p.m. on ESPN on the main channel. We will get back to your calls in a moment, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, as of course we want you to tell us about your team and your prediction for your team this weekend, your bold take. But right now, Bart, what time is it?
Me.
Audio Files. Let's get to it. Todd Haley. You remember him, right?
He's still alive.
Why would you say that? On Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning, talking about what does he see that's different about Big Ben?
He's an aging quarterback at the back end of his career. But the big difference is, you know, he's had the same center for how many years Pouncey was there. He's had a lot of the same coaches. Now, all of a sudden, you got a new offensive line coach. You got all new guys in front of you, specifically a center. And I just don't know that he trusts them yet. It doesn't mean they're not going to continue to get better and grow. You know, Ben doesn't look like the Ben can still throw the football, but when a quarterback doesn't trust those guys up in front of him, it becomes very difficult to play some of these defenses.
We've seen that.
Oh, you mean like coaches that he's didn't he get your ass fired too? Like, shut up, man. Stop it, man. Like, get out of here, Ty Haley.
Really?
Like, yeah, But
what is he saying that's so off, though? He's right.
He got Ty Haley fired. Ben Roethlisberger has always had multiple coaches. Remember, he had Bruce Arians. Like, he's had a bunch of different coaches. Like, it's amazing that, like, people come out of woodworks when, like Ben, like, he ain't been around Ben in I don't know how long, man. Ben got him fired because he was throwing the ball too much. Him and Ben used to get at it and argue on the sidelines. You can't speak for Ben. And you heard Willie, Chili Willie said Ben's been here before. Now he's a little older, but he's been here before.
Well, but he said the same thing that Willie said. He's got to adjust to a new offensive line. He's had a lot of consistency over the years, and now it's different. He's got to adjust to it. It's Key that really surprised me this morning. Key's saying like he's washed, or yesterday I think it was.
Did he grow his mustache back? Because I don't know. As long as Keyshawn ain't got a mustache, cut it off, don't believe a word comes out of his mouth.
All right, well, we'll move on. A lot of conversation already about Tom Brady's return to New England, which isn't until next week, everybody. There's still a game to play, you know, coming up this week. We're preparing for that.
Hey, Bill, what do you think? What happened, Bill?
Actually, Bill Belichick did acknowledge some of the things that were said, but he just said, I appreciate it. I know this is a big story, but that's not till next week. We are on to L.A. So in the meantime, though, Tom Brady, of course, had to answer some of this stuff, not just what his dad said, but also his trainer and confidant, Alex Guerrero, saying that Bill Belichick really didn't handle Tom Brady as a grown man. Once he got older, he kept treating him like a 20-year-old. So here's Tom Brady responding to all the talk, all the chatter already about his departure from New England.
Everyone has, you know, protective feelings and emotions as friends and family members, and that's just part of being in sports. And you have a lot of people who, they're not out there, they want to protect, and it's a very caring, loving thing that a lot of people do. But, you know, from my standpoint, I had a great time. But really, my focus has been on trying to be the best I could be for this team and trying to go out and be a winning quarterback, be a championship-level quarterback for this team and this organization because they certainly deserve it. And, you know, I made a commitment to them, and I want to live up to it.
Man, that is straight off the script. If you were a PR agent saying, here, Tom, this is what you should say to, you know, just put all that stuff to rest, you have to acknowledge it, but we don't want to say anything incendiary.
Yeah, he sounds like
perfect. That was pitch perfect.
He sounds like the same people that talked to Aaron Rodgers when he retracted.
It was pitch perfect. Anyways, there'll be. I mean, it's only just starting, but wait until next week, really, with the buildup of week four. Week four. We've been waiting for this. Tom coming back. Oh, my God. Anyways, one of your favorite quarterbacks, you call him Junior Whopper Hands, but you love him. You love you some Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they say he's been rating high.
Yes, he actually is. Fantasy-wise, he's kind of fantasy gold, even though the Giants have not looked good. Now, this is an important game. You said bum bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. Bartstradamus called it a bum bowl.
Yeah, he said.
Daniel Jones needs to emerge in the bum bowl. But Matthew Berry suggesting on Greeny that you might want to play him.
I have Daniel Jones as a top 10 play this week against the Falcons. What's exciting for me, Greeny, is how they are using designed runs for Daniel Jones. You know, they're like, these aren't like just scrambles that happen to go for, like, it is a part of their offense now. He is much faster than I think anyone gave him credit for coming out of college, and it's a big part of his game. And as we talk about in fantasy, having that rushing ability at a quarterback position just gives you a high floor.
There you go. So if you have Daniel Jones on your team,
play him.
Matthew Berry says play him against the Falcons in what Bartstradamus called the bum bowl.
Bum, ba-bum.
Last but not least, it's an anniversary today, Bart Scott.
It's an anniversary.
Right, 3 years ago today. So really, you know, NBA training camps around this time open. So you have your media days the first day. Monday is when we'll see it this year. A lot of stuff starting. But this time of year, you have those media days. What was 3 years ago at Media Day in Toronto? right after Kawhi Leonard was traded from the Spurs to the Raptors in a season that they will never forget up north.
Never ever?
Never ever ever.
Ever ever?
Because what ended in a championship started with this. The anniversary of the laugh.
What'd it do, baby?
When he was asked about his personality, how people think, you know, you're not really that fun of a guy. I'm a fun guy. And then after he said that,
that's one of the most cynical
laughs.
Sound like a serial killer.
You think so?
So I can have fun.
You find that to be like the weirdest
pulling
laugh
your
you've toenails ever heard?
Off.
Yeah, I mean that is definitely up there, you know, as among that one. But this is
I feel like that should be on Goosebumps. There's like one of like is that like Slappy's new laugh?
Hey, I mean, but you know, but
yeah,
who's laughing now because he got a ring in Toronto, and they have the title. So 3 years ago today, the origin of the laugh. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. That's Audio Files. All right. Can we get a call or two in here?
I think we can.
Let's do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keith is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Keith?
What's going on, fellas, man? Love your show, man.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about my Minnesota Vikings. We better win this game.
Better.
And those them will be out of there as fast as, you know, the snow gets out of there in the wintertime.
I mean, this is think about this. There's a bunch of, obviously, there's 7-0-2 teams, right?
Yeah.
Two are playing each other in what you called the bum bowl, yep. Right? But Minnesota against Seattle is no given. I mean, the Seahawks are, that's a good team. But this is a game when you look at Minnesota.
They should have won last week.
Yes, that's the point I'm making is you lose this game 0-3 after the heartbreak and the frustration of you had the game won. Damn kickers. Like that, I'm with you. I'm with you, Keith. Minnesota. It's just like as close to a must-win as you can have in a week three. Quickly we go. Ray in Atlantic City. Go, Ray.
Okay. Long time. Headline, Atlantic City Press. Eagles, NFC East first place Tuesday morning, and the Rams dump the Bucks in a sandwich game.
Wow! I mean, I'll tell you what, Ray, and thanks for the call. I really think that Cowboys-Eagles game, though, no, that's the Monday night game. So we got time.
Oh, Michael Parsons, you a DN?
We got
okay. Say hello. Him out of there, free. Okay, yeah, come on down.
See,
here.
I'm surprised at you because I thought you'd love that of a defensive player.
I'm not a big fan of Michael Parsons. If
why?
You guys realize. I think he got a lot of hype and like the Dallas hype machine. Mm. I haven't watched Zaven Collins. I haven't seen him play much, so I really can't see if I can pay that one off. But I love the kid. I love the kid.
You love him, but
Bolton.
Yeah.
Like the kid from Kansas City.
Right.
If y'all were paying attention and saying somebody to come down Landonwood playing a position away, none of this glitz and glamour stuff. Linebackers usually have a guy that you're supposed to get 12 to 13 tackles and you don't even recognize because they just all routine stuff. But you look at how he stats up the stat sheet. Like Parsons, like they talk, oh, he got a sack. Really, are we calling that a sack that – you know, Herbert was palming his face mask.
We all argued that shouldn't have been a sack.
That's not even a
Herbert
sack.
Wasn't even taking him seriously.
So other than that, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
like, what did he do if that's the case?
All right, well, that's why Monday night on the big stage, he's the one doing the talking. Let's see how that
matchup goes. And Lane Johnson doing the walking.
We can't wait to talk about that on Monday for sure. Sorry, I used your phrase there. Let's get one more before we wrap this up, and we go to Adam in Denver. Adam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, so both Denver Broncos, I wouldn't be too hard on the Jets after this one. Three turnovers, four rushing touchdowns. Mm. Javonte gets two, Bridgewater one, and Melvin the other.
Man, I mean, you understand how deeply you're cutting me here, right? Like, Adam, I can't even – like, normally what would happen here is I'd start yelling back at you and we would fight about whose team's better.
Yeah.
I can't even conjure up. I can't even conjure up enough mojo.
It's okay. Keep that same
energy. Take him on.
Keep that same
energy. But him saying three turnovers, Adam, do me a favor. Call me Monday. You promise? Call Monday so we could discuss what we saw in this game. Three turnovers. We had Jets fan calling in thinking that Zach's going to throw for three touchdowns. Now we got Broncos fan looking at three turnovers. You guys think, oh, it's the Jets. They stink. This isn't an interesting game. This guy was the number two pick in the draft, and they traded away a guy who's 3-0.
It's crazy.
This is a big game. Coming up, we're going to make you some money. Oh, it's lunch money time, Bart Scott.
Do I get a sandwich?
No, you have to make picks so we can make money to buy
lettuce,
a sandwich.
And lettuce going
Barton
on my
ESPN
lettuce
Radio.
Money!
That's right. We are presented by Progressive Insurance with more than 30 unique coverage options available. Progressive knows small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Yes, lunch money. Make you some money. Next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Make it rain.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
My. See, I jump on off the beat on purpose.
Bart, Han, Allen, Han, Bart, Scott. All right, time, of course, for some lunch money. Yeah. All right, we make you some money. First, some breaking news, or I don't know if it's breaking news, but just some update, I guess, more on
Carson.
Yeah, guys, be careful. Carson Wentz, our own Mike Wells, who covers the Colts for us, ESPN, saying that Frank Reich says that he will be a game-time decision. They want to see how he does over the next 48 hours, see if he's ready to go in that game against the Titans. That's an important game in the division, obviously. So keep an eye certainly on that story. So game time decision. So Wentz not out, game time decision. Okay, so lunch money time. So Johnny Pickhams, he's going with the Steelers. He's laying the 3. Taking the Seahawks. That's 1.5 now, that game? Seahawks? I didn't know that. Okay. So he's taking the Seahawks there over Minnesota, who desperately needs the game. He's taking the Chargers and accepting. Give me that 7 points. I'll take it. It's going to be closer than that. And he's going with the over of 47.5 for the Giants-Falcons for your bum bowl.
Yeah.
So that's his picks for Johnny Pickhams. Jake the Snake, give us your picks.
All right. It's important to note that this is the second week in a row that I'm going into with only 2 losses on the year, which means I went undefeated last week. No big deal. But today, I'm going by Jake New Zealand Lennox because we are going down under.
Oh.
Saints at Patriots under 42.5 points. Bengals at Steelers under 43 points. Cowboys -3 versus the Eagles in Dallas. And then my homer special of the week is going to be Bears +7.5 against Cleveland. And if you're feeling spicy, sprinkle a little bit on the money line +270 on that.
Just sprinkle a little bit. Just sprinkle it. All right. And Jake, by the way, now out 4 to 6 weeks with a separated shoulder for patting himself on the back. Still, good job going undefeated
there. No big
deal. All right, I'm going to go. See, I was hesitant, but now I'm going to do it because Johnny Pickhams did it as well. I think Chargers Chiefs is going to be close. I know James Steele now is going to get all upset. He's going to start yelling into the microphone. I think it's going to be closer.
Is pissed off. He lost.
It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a closer game. Chiefs got to prove they can stop the run. I'll take the Chargers. I'll take that 7 points.
Chiefs by a million.
All right, whatever. All right, I'm going to take. It's pretty much a pick 'em, but I'll take Tampa and the 1. I'll take also the Niners and the 3, and I'll lay the 3 against the Packers. Quickly, Bart, your pick.
I'll take the Bumbo, and I'm going to take the Giants. I'm going to lay, give you the 3, whatever you want. I'm going with the Giants. You're come on, G-Man. Junior Whopper,
Bumbo.
Please.
Bumbo. All right, so. In New York, 98.7. We'll be back right after this for the rest of the country. We'll see you, money. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.